This is an ADAPT Publishing soundbite.
All kinds of people. That's a way of talking about diversity. It is our intent that you come through this course appreciating the diversity of the workplace rather than complaining about it. Martin Luther King said, "We may all have come on different ships, but we're in the same boat now." And so true it is. The people you work with are your partners. They care about their jobs just as you care about yours. And it's the job of every single person to get along and to work as part of a team to succeed at work. Perhaps the most challenging part of appreciating others is freeing ourselves of the opinions of how people should be. This can lead to liking some people and not liking others. But we're called to get along with all kinds of people to get our jobs done. If you work with the public, you'll be especially challenged to accept and appreciate the many kinds of people with whom you'll interact. You get to say who you're going to be for people. Now, here are some thoughts on what you may wish to provide for the people in your life and the people you meet through work. People want to feel appreciated, understood, in fact, even admired and favorably judged for what they do and for who they are. Your coworkers want to feel like they're winning with you, like they're succeeding and doing a good job. They want to be appreciated and acknowledged. People want to feel cared about and listened to. They want to be accepted for who they are. We all want to both fit in and stand out. We want to belong and be included and liked and respected for the ways that we are alike and the ways that we are different. This is the heart of diversity, working with diverse groups of people, understanding the differences, appreciating the differences, and sometimes even being entertained by the people that you work with. There are going to be all kinds of people. There'll be leaders and followers and people and loners and up people and grumpy people and people who love their jobs and people who are burnt out. There'll be talkers and huggers and loud people and soft people and sloppy people and perfumed people and old-fashioned people and funny and goofy and warm people. But your job is to appreciate and get along with and get the job done with all these kinds of folks. Let's look at a list of the many diverse qualities that people bring to work. Certainly, there are all kinds of personalities, but there's also all kinds of personal histories. People are different depending on their families and how they were brought up. People are different at different ages. Certainly, people are different in their racial heritage and their religion and their political beliefs, and gender and educational background and lifestyle choices, sexual orientation and birth order. Even the times we grow up in shape who we are. People have different styles and looks and different levels of skill and ability. Many people have different limitations and life circumstances, and certainly we have different hobbies and interests, and even we have different size. None of these differences need to interfere with the performance of one's job. It is our challenge and our responsibility to overlook differences. Sometimes it's important to appreciate how the differences between us actually deepen and enrich the workforce. Sometimes it means we must learn to accept and be gracious and kind and easy with different people. It's our job to get along with all kinds of people related to us through our work. A great organization will tap into its wealth of diversity. The workplace is a team effort. It's a place where people must work together and be part of a team and bring something to the effort. It is not a place to be distracted by bickering or hostilities or prejudices or conflicts. You are invited to be part of your workplace that respects and values the diversity at work. A good team is bonded by a common purpose where each member adds his or her special talents to the efforts of the whole. And you are part of a diverse workforce. You will work with all kinds of people. And you will be far more successful at work if you appreciate and make the best of all the people that you work with. The following set of questions are meant to get you thinking how you and the organization you work for can get the most from the many diverse people involved at work. Why do you think diversity is important? And why is it important to the organization you work for? Can you think of a time when you were mistreated because you were different? What happened? And what was the effect on you? Can you think of a time when you were appreciated for being different? What happened then? And what was the effect on you? What do you think an organization can and should do to make sure that employee differences are appreciated? What do you think would happen to your organization if it fully appreciated and utilized this diversity as a valuable resource as it conducted business? These are all excellent questions aimed at getting you to think about how a collection of people can best work together, utilizing each other's differences and strengths, and being able to form a bond cemented by the purpose each and every person has for working and for succeeding.
This has been a WPMG production by Adapt Publishing Company, a division of Workforce Partners Management Group, LLC. Copyright 2019, all rights reserved.